Hi, I'm Callie Miller, adult child of an alcoholic. I've spent the last several decades trying to understand and heal from growing up with two alcoholic parents. One thing I've learned in all this healing, we need to live the benefits of our healing and focus on joy every day, even as we continue to heal. Join me as we explore what it means to be an ACOA, learn the mind-body practices and tools that will help us heal, and learn how to hold both joy and healing all at once. We can hold both, we deeply deserve both, and we'll do it together. This is Change of Air. I'm not sure when it shifted. It was somewhere deep in the darkness of my own healing, somewhere in the becoming of someone less broken, someone a bit stronger, someone a bit more aware of who she really was, someone strong enough even to stand up for herself or state plainly to anyone who pressed, hey, I've been through some really awful stuff in my life. I'm trying really hard. Back off. It was somewhere in there, in between finding a new strong voice and starting Change of Air, and then hearing from all of you how meaningful and impactful this community has been. Somewhere in there, I shifted from being someone navigating trauma to someone who identified only as someone navigating trauma. Those are two very different things, and it took me a lot of time to realize I had shifted. I was so proud of what I had created, Change of Air. So proud, so deeply honored to be of any help at all to anyone who is navigating the same terrain. I had done it. I had created what I wished I had when I was 14 and aware that my parents were alcoholics and things just were not right in my home. I had made something beautiful, something without all those ugly Al-Anon fonts and colors, something that felt urgent and necessary and ours. I'm so proud of what I made here. Using all of my varied skills and talents, all of my life's actual work, to put it all together. It felt right, and it was. It is. But as I started to heal yet further, to the point that I wanted to go live my life without talking about the body keeps the score, or without thinking about ACEs scores, or without feeling as if I had to mine my own trauma to produce content here, I started to get confused. I started to question my value here, where my trauma and my insights about that trauma were sort of required, expected. I no longer wanted to talk about healing every single day. I wanted to go live my life as my healed self. Isn't that why we work so hard to heal? To be able to show up as ourselves more fully, less triggered, more present, more aware of our ish, more firm in our boundaries, so that we can actually just be without a narrative, without needing to explain, without behaviors to justify, without even resilient zones to monitor every second of every day. I realized that I needed to go live life as Callie. Not business coach Callie, not change of air Callie, not needs to heal Callie, not even let me show you all the tools that might help you heal Callie. Just me. Who would I be if I could just be? And who would I be if I wasn't mining my own interior landscape daily to post about it on Change of Air? And I think most frighteningly, I wondered, did I have value if I wasn't doing those things? Such a tricky landscape for an ACOA people pleaser, right? But I had to find out. I had to know who I really was without identifying as ACOA, helper, guide to trauma, sadness, Sherpa, etc., etc. And just as I started off on that journey, just as I was like, okay, I'm healed enough to really step out of this trauma shadow and just live without quoting trauma books constantly, just as I started to really trust that things would work out okay for me after all I had been through, two really awful things happened. My dear friend, Jean Yanemoto, was killed in a car accident while we were traveling together in Mexico. It's weird to say it out loud even now. It still just levels me. This huge, bright light of a man rear-ended in a tiny mountain town while on a climbing trip with us. I spent months after that wondering, how have I also been given this? How? I also spent months deeply suspicious about things working out for people like me with childhoods like mine. After decades of retraining myself to not always wait for the other shoe to drop, after so many years of teaching myself that she wouldn't come home drunk this time, that you could trust good things, that it would all work out, this, I lost my faith entirely when Jean died. I was adrift. So adrift that it took me months to even remember that I had tools, trauma tools, healing tools, because I had only ever thought of those tools as useful for navigating healing as an ACOA. My mother's death of cirrhosis of the liver when I was 18, ACOA stuff. My stepfather's death from cirrhosis just a few years ago, also ACOA stuff. And all the messy, dark, feeling so lost bits every day in between, all ACOA stuff. I did not realize, and I should have, and how I didn't realize, I don't even know, but I didn't realize that I could use the same tools. Yoga, meditation, breath work, tapping, resilient zone, grounding, ideal scene. All those tools I've shared with you over 6 years of change of air. They helped me navigate the grief of losing Jean. That is when I truly halted everything I was doing for change of air. I could not see how I could possibly help you when I was utterly adrift. So I was trying to be just Callie, learning who she was for the first time as a somewhat healed person. And then I was brought all the way back down into the depths. I used those tools for many months. Navigating daily life. The tools, they work. That's the good news. And then I sprained my ankle. It was such a silly thing. I had just done a big hike. It was challenging. It was technical. It was in Joshua Tree. I was really proud of myself. And I met my boyfriend after in the parking lot and waiting for him to finish up his climb. I walked over to take a picture of him and I rolled my ankle right next to the parking lot. It was so painful, I almost fainted, absolutely took my breath away. But after 20 minutes or so, I shook it off and I was able to walk back to the car and certain I was fine. A few days later, it was still really hurting. So Matthew insisted I go have it checked out and all the x-rays showed what I had suspected. It's fine, not too serious. You know, I needed to wear a little brace for a little while, but it would be fine and I would heal quickly. All very good news. But during that visit, a nurse said to me, "Do you know that your blood pressure is extremely high?" I had not known that. I had never been told that. That simple phrase, thank goodness for that nurse, bless her, that led to months of tests. And eventually a new diagnosis around my heart. Those were really scary months. I felt like a ticking time bomb. I felt like my body was betraying me. But I also realized that I had to slow everything down and take absolute, utter care of myself. That was the only way back to total health, the only way to strengthen my heart, literally and metaphorically. In that slowdown came a completely new appreciation for every moment of life. How rare, how special, how lucky we are to live it at all. I had spent so many years healing, but I had not spent very many of those years living. Really living, full out, head back, laughter escaping throat, full to the brim with joy and gratitude.
I had been more like grateful to have survived my childhood, but let's just be heads down and power through this healing work. Definitely was not living full out. The last year has changed me completely at a cellular level. I began to claim my life, show up in it, knowing how precious it is. I began to relish my own joy, cultivate it, luxuriate in it without guilt, without even, trust me, expecting it to end or waiting for the other shoe to drop. Still happens from time to time. Of course, I am an ACOA after all. I was so focused on living this new life and so appreciative that a year ago to this day, I made the decision to do something I've always wanted to do. Travel continuously while working. See the things I've always wanted to see. Live the way I've always wanted to live. I no longer have my beloved home in Joshua Tree. So if you wonder why you see no more of those photos, that is why. I got rid of 80% of my belongings and put the rest in storage. And I have spent the past year visiting places I've always wanted to visit, living in ways I have always wanted to live for a few months at a time, hiking all the things before heading to the next place to hike all the things there. When I tell you, I never thought I'd do that. Never saw myself actually making that happen. But I did it. I am doing it. I am recording this right now from San Cristobal de las Casas, a city in Chiapas, Mexico, that I wrote about in my journal 25 years ago. 25 years. I had read a news article about this place. I had dreamed of seeing it with my own eyes. And I remember even then, 25 years ago, thinking that kind of life just doesn't happen for someone like you, for someone who had alcoholic parents, for someone whose nervous system could barely handle the slightest life affront without going into retreat mode, for someone who had so much healing to do. But I did it, and I'm here, and I've been living this way for a year, and I see now so clearly what I did not see before. We must live the benefits of our healing, not just the healing itself. Of course, healing is not a destination. There is obviously always more revealed that we need to heal. We are like the most beautiful onions after all. Just as we understand and heal something, another layer is revealed, more to be healed. We will always be in some sort of healing state. And yet, what I see now is that we can live fully in our lives while we are healing. We need not wait until we are healed. We need not wait until we are perfectly ready. We miss so much in feeling we aren't ready, aren't good enough, aren't healed enough. I missed so much, so very much. It is brave and courageous to live fully even while you're healing, even as you are becoming a healed you. But it is necessary. And honestly, who better than us to appreciate this joy and this light? Because we've navigated so much darkness. Who better than us to understand this contrast so well? We cannot appreciate the depths of our joy if we have not explored the depths of our pain. We cannot luxuriate in our light if we've not investigated our shadows. I have really been in the shadows this past year and a half. And I'm coming out of a shadow phase. I am exiting a much darker exploration. Life has served so many opportunities for me to explore all of it in this last year. And I've really chosen to learn from each one. And I have come to realize that while it is vital that we heal, healing can also become a story, a distraction, and a loop that we get stuck in. Needing to heal, and I'm doing air quotes, so imagine me saying needing to heal, can keep you feeling as if there is always more to heal. And yes, there is. We know this. But an entire shift happens when we see that after healing key losses and neglect and misunderstandings at their root. Another way we heal is when we give ourselves permission to let go of what we've healed and instead live life in our healed nervous systems rather than identifying as someone who still needs to heal. Joy, I've discovered, is the most healing energy. This is why so many people around healing recommend dancing, laughing, playing, creating, living life full out as your partly healed self does wonders for healing too. And enough studies have shown us this is absolutely true. Again and again, studies have found that joy is not just a wonderful benefit we get to experience once we have healed. It's not just the thing you hope you find on the other side of the darkness. Joy itself is actually a vital component of healing developmental trauma. Joy helps us minimize the stress of our fight or flight, freak out, totally bumping up or down outside of our resilient zone reactions that we grew accustomed to because of our traumatic childhoods. Neuroscience shows us that joy activates positive patterns in our brain instead of stressful, overwhelmed ones, which allows us to react less strongly in the moment, which in turn allows us to slow things down and consider our responses, all of which helps us heal. And it's so important to note, and I want to make this oh so clear, we can seek joy, experience it, and celebrate getting to experience it without minimizing the traumatic impact of our alcoholic parents and without dismissing the pain we've experienced or are currently experiencing. I know that in a lot of trauma circles online, there is a really appropriately strong backlash around toxic positivity. And I want to be really clear, that is not at all what I'm advocating. I am in no way saying, let's pretend we feel joy when we do not. But what I am saying is that it can be easy to get caught up in the I need to heal narratives so that healing becomes our personality. This is what happened to me. This actually robs us of the benefits, joy being the main one of them, of living as our healed selves. There's even a wonderful way that AA tries to deal with this. And I know we all have complicated feelings about AA. I've talked about this at length. AA never worked out for my parents. And so, you know, for whole decades of my life, most of my life, I have resented AA on some level. I have since seen it be extremely powerful for others, not my parents, obviously. They both passed of cirrhosis of the liver, so AA was not their answer. I resented AA forever because of it, but I have seen it be extremely powerful for so many people in the last decade, and I myself have healed enough to understand that AA didn't fail my family, and that it has helped millions of people get and stay sober, which is a wonderful, powerful thing that any adult child of an alcoholic should want for everyone out there who is a parent, about to be a parent, someday going to be a parent. We would love them to be sober. So when I share this AA example, if you yourself have your own thoughts about AA, set those aside for a moment. There is this wonderful way that AA tries to get at this idea of living the benefits of our healing. They have these instructions for when someone is coming to a different AA meeting than is their regular meeting. They have sort of rules for speakers. If you're going to go to a different AA meeting and tell your story, they have rules for how to think about telling your story. You know, and again, full caveat, I don't want you to hear me say the words AA and stop the podcast. Keep listening. We are allowed to have both strong and complicated feelings around AA as ACOAs. But importantly, they encourage speakers to focus on three aspects, three phases of their lives when they were alcoholics. The first, they call what it was like. So what was it like to be an alcoholic? What are all the difficulties that being an alcoholic caused in your life? What pain did it cause you, others, etc.? The second is called what happened. This is their rock bottom moment when they realized that a change needed to occur. And then the third is what it's like now. And this is where they really encourage speakers to focus the most of their time, which is, of course, on the benefits of being sober. Because why would you listen to an alcoholic tell you all about how they got sober and when they got sober if they don't spend any time sharing how amazing it is to actually be sober? I mean, it makes sense, right? So this is my invitation to you. Number three, the what it's like now. Now that I've done some healing, these are the things I'm experiencing. These are the benefits, the wonderful benefits I'm experiencing on the other side of not perfect healing, not completely done healing, but on the other side of some healing. I want to be sure that Change of Air expands as I have expanded, to not just include the most vital tools to understand what it means to be an ACOA and how to approach it and all the tools that will actually help you heal, but also, so importantly, I want Change of Air to be a place where we really identify and celebrate the what it's like now. I spent a lot of my time, a lot of years of my life, identifying with my trauma. It is vital to spend just as much time, more even, focused on joy, on why even heal at all. I want us living full out, seeking joy, luxuriating in it. I want us experiencing the magic that is living in our healed nervous systems rather than talking about our healed nervous systems. We can hold both. We can do both. Because you and I, we deeply deserve both. So now, a year and a half later, after all of that, now I'm stepping forward into my own glorious light. And it even feels weird to say it, but I'm saying it, my own glorious light. And I know enough about life and its shadows to appreciate every single moment in the sun. I intend to create wondrous things with all that I have learned this year, and I intend to share every single one of them with you. So where will we start? Well, we're going to start right now. We'll start with asking ourselves every single day, what's good? Where's the joy? Even if you are listening to this right now and you cannot even imagine joy, because you are in such a heavy place of navigating being an ACOA. Even if this day feels heavy to you, even if right now as you listen to this, life feels like chaos and so hard, where is the joy? Where is it? Even on the other side of this extremely difficult conversation with my parent who's still in active addiction, where is it? Even on the other side of maybe feeling so down and so low about how hard all of this is, because it is hard. Even in that, even in whatever you're facing right now today as you listen, where is the joy? It is there. Small slivers. I promise you. Pause right now with me and find one thing. Even if it is the slightest, tiniest joy you have ever noticed, please notice it now. We deserve joy. It is our birthright. Even as we were led to believe that we deserve something else because of the homes we grew up in. Will you join me in joy seeking? I deeply, profoundly hope that you will. Change of Air isn't changing as much as it is expanding to include not just all the powerful tools for ACOAs, but also the powerful benefits of healing. What do those benefits look like? What does it feel like to live them? We will get to explore all of it together. I am so grateful you're still here. Until next time.